just before, we wish this program a 2020 Expelleramus. Colin Bissett, with a wand.
There are some things that are so familiar that we barely question them, often because we grew up with them as children. Some, like the tooth fairy, we grow out of. Others, like the magic wand, we simply accept. Of course, we know that a wand isn't magical, but still, when someone produces one, we know instantly what it's supposed to do. The most famous wand is probably Harry Potter's, 11 inches long, made from the wood of the holly tree, and with a phoenix's tail feather embedded within it. It was, as young Harry put it, nice and supple. For children of pre-Potter times, a magician's wand was a short rod that was lacquered black with a white tip at the end. In magic shows throughout the Western world, this wand would tap a top hat from which a fluffy rabbit would then be produced. Magic wands are embedded in our culture. It's common to remark how we wish a magic wand could be waved to cure all our ills. But where did the idea of a wand actually come from? Not surprisingly, it goes back to ancient times. The Zoroastrians of Persia used a bundle of twigs called a barsum in their sacred rituals. Later, in ancient Greece, Homer wrote of the various gods who would wave wands to activate their superpowers, like Hermes making people fall instantly asleep, or Circe changing men into pigs. These wands, however, were more likely to be stouter things, much like the caduceus and the rod of Asclepius that are both used today to symbolise the medical profession, with serpents entwined around a staff. In medieval Europe, interest in the supernatural became popular, and many books of spells were written which promised to cure ailments and dispense of life's problems. That interest in the occult was again in fashion in the 19th century and into the 20th. Linking a trust in the magical realm to simple sideshow showmanship was the use of ritual tools. And what better way to cast a spell than to swish a wand about? The name itself comes from an old Norse word, bonda, which was a kind of switch, like a riding crop. But is a wand much different from a conductor's baton, a royal sceptre, or a simple stick, like the ones used by indigenous nations in America when they came together, giving the holder the right to speak while others listened? The fact is that we like to use objects in rituals of any sort because they create a mood of otherness and emphasise an intent. A magician's wand exaggerates the action of a hand movement. It's for us to then make the link, to see it as magical. Although perhaps Spanish philosopher José Ortega y Gasset said it best, the real magic wand is the child's imagination.
Colin Bissett there, bringing a little magic to conclude the hour.